A long time ago in devices, read-only data was stored in EEPROMs. These types of memories were electrically programmed and erased with UV radiation. Erasing was possible thanks to a quartz window in the housing. There were also cheaper, one-time programmable memories without a window in the housing. EEPROMs could be found on PC motherboards, BIOS, network cards, booting program, and automation and control devices. They stored the program executed by the microcontroller. Most hobbyists had access to or had an EEPROM programmer, e.g. Willem, but very rarely someone had an EEPROM eraser. Erasers were equipped with UVC light sources, tightly closed in an EEPROM cassette. UVC is harmful to humans, especially the skin and eyes. Better models had a simple timer system that turned off EEPROM exposure. How did hobbyists deal with EEPROM erasing? Usually, they used the available UVC source, e.g. in the form of a mercury lamp, UVC germicidal fluorescent lamp, or the so-called quartz watches. With a little practice and caution, this free method managed to erase the EEPROM content. Reading the topics Erasing EEPROM Memory with UV Eyelet and Homemade EEPROM Eraser, you can find surprising suggestions for use pepper shakers and Migomot, flash and the sun. Will solar radiation erase EEPROM? In the last heat wave, I decided to check in practice how long it will take to erase EEPROM with sunlight. In the 27C256 microchip memory specification, I found information that the dose of 15 W per centimeter square should be applied, and that a light source with a wavelength of 2,537 angstroms, 253.7 nanometer UVC should be used, with an intensity of 12,000 U-watts. The irradiation should last 20 minutes. According to the specifications, the data storage capacity is over 200 years. However, I have happened to run into automation devices where the EEPROM content has degraded after 20 years. UVC radiation is quite well damped by the atmosphere, and it is difficult to determine what time of exposure will be needed. According to Wikipedia, the sun can erase the EEPROM in a week, while a fluorescent lamp, the usual one shining with visible light, in 3 years. Not without reason, on EEPROM sprinted paper or aluminum stickers were placed, which, apart from the informative function, blocked the access of UV light that degraded the memory content. For the experiment, EEPROMs of unknown origin were obtained. Looking at the content of one of the dice, you can see that it came from a device with some language settings. The 27C256 memory was placed on the roof of the building for 2 weeks. The memory has a capacity of 32 kilobytes, which is exactly 32,768 bytes. Which gives 262,144 bits. Question mark 262,144 equals 512. I.e., we can visualize the memory content as a 512 by 512 pixel image. Bits 0 are marked as a blue pixel, bits 1 as a red pixel, and bits deleted by the sun, 0 to 1, as yellow pixels. Below is the appearance of the memory before exposure to sunlight and after 2 weeks of exposure. You can see that most of the memory has been deleted, so the method works, however, is quite unpredictable and depends on the current weather. I had a few more EEPROMs. I wonder how the memory erasing goes over time. The EEPROM was placed on the eastern wall of the building, while the content was read periodically using Arduino Mini and saved on the SD card. A simple code and two 40-50 counters made it possible to address all 27C256 memory cells and save the content in 512 byte blocks to subsequent files on the micro SD card. The system was powered by 5 volts, therefore a 3.3 volt level converter and stabilizer was used for the SD card. Code for Arduino that reads data from EEPROM cyclically. Subsequent dumps of EEPROM contents were changed with a simple script in Python to PNG files with a resolution of 512 by 512 pixels, showing the process of memory erasing by solar radiation. The script was run in Python 3.5, using the library to create PNG files pillow 3.3.0. Python code for converting EEPROM data to 512 by 512 pixel PNG files. From PIL import image, EEPROM size equals 3276A, size X equals 512, size Y equals 512, files equals 20. Base image, open RB, chunk equals base F,